west over land. We now have a hole in our inland depths. That will be compost, except for us. We're compost. And we're having ideas and starting to develop this property so that we incorporate it into the existing services. Coastal is our standard. There's really nothing unusual about the annotation. So both presentations should be very short.
Mayor, Council, good morning. 26 acre parcel, 14 acre
where that duties are going to carry out with the resource and dollars. And the other document, the one that you'll have here before you, is the consolidated federal performance evaluation. Basically, our report card, our annual report card, the activities that we're doing. And it carries out this whole year, in October and September of last year. And it also reports and provides an update to HUD on how we're progressing with carrying out those activities. So, if activities are certainly not completed within one fiscal year, when you carry over, this provides an opportunity to let HUD know that we are progressing as intended and that the federal dollars are going to be spent with intended use. Currently, our CDBG program undertakes three major activities. We do an infrastructure. We use CDBG dollars for infrastructure, mainly the Seminole Woods neighborhood in Oakland County. We do a housing rehab program for owner-occupied homes. And we provide a certain amount of CDBG dollars for public service annually during the city's summer camp. And we use some of those CDBG dollars to assist students from low moderate income homes to attend our summer camp for free of charge. And that's a qualified activity for CDBG. And finally, we also use CDBG dollars for grant administration. Mainly, it's part of the housing program. We have an inspector go out and write a scope of work for at least a dozen of them, and that's covered by CDBG dollars for grant administration. Fiscal year 2015 is the current year, but we received $438,000 last year. So, moving on, in terms of the Seminole Woods Neighborhood Use Map, we're now in the final stages of designing the final 3.3 miles of that project. That's where we're going to get all accessible for. At the end of the fiscal year, that's September 2016, there was $208,000 available. Of course, with fiscal year 2016, there was another $250,000 made available by council, so there's really about $530,000 available to finish this project. Something that's code-related, repair home, then that's certainly eligible for that.
So that's a different kind of thing, but that's an observation. And housing stock tends to be more than 50% of the homes in Hong Kong have been built in the past. So again, that's a good thing. So you'll see in the documents the observation that education on fair housing will take time, not have expectations that sort of instantly the community will understand fair housing and why the choices are made. There was an observation that there was perhaps a need for senior units, but it was kind of defined to say that senior units are in fact being built. The need is for age restricted housing rather than issues outside of Hong Kong if you live in one of the rural areas and want to go there. consider it might be a metric that's a metric that realtors are not thinking about. And because there are indices that there's several different ways to look at it, so that would be up to the city as to which one they want to start. So this is the overall objective, to address the challenges by increasing the system, as simple as that. So to summarize, it's about enhancing mobility, addressing existing housing challenges, and supporting wide range of housing goals. So one goal that we're suggesting is to go for a community consensus on housing choice. So we heard anecdotally that there is a need for different types of units. Folks would tell us, my son's been looking for an apartment for 18 months, he can't afford one for 4 years, he can't find one for 4 years, he can't afford one for 4 years. We had been in the market for 5 months looking for a house to rent and hadn't found it. But that's all anecdotal. So it's come up in our discussions, a starter homes came up, senior living came up, and apartments in general. We didn't really define it as smaller homes. So, you know, kind of your first home.
Why?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
probably takes months. So we're not, this isn't wait for 70 days to start. This is, we need to get started now. But the first thing we're going to do is monitor the kind of discussion that's happening in the past. But this isn't for brand new stuff. We're all fit. Perceptions. I mean, there's all sorts of discussions as to what this all means. Everybody has an opportunity.
Pretty much it says,
someone comes in and does what they deserve to say about marijuana, someone comes in with an application for development work, and what this challenge is, because I want to know what to do with this thing, finding it in the Constitution.
Yeah.
Yes.
$100 each. You have 5 Tuesdays in January, so another option would be to hold the basically a 9 o'clock workshop on the 24th. Here putting together the packages. We've had the meetings with FEMA representatives and trees and a lot of bugs and a lot of weeds and things like that. Thank you.